could have a big dipper going up and down all around the bends. You could have a fun guitar.
There, there's your intro. Welcome to fucking started already.
Welcome.
To John's car.
Alright.
We are in the car.
We are in the car.
It is 3 in the morning. Chris, what time did we get to the movies today?
11:30.
11:30 a.m.
And I think we should get on with the formality of saying that this is Generation Goat.
Goat, number 33. I'm John Martin.
And I am E. Christopher Clark.
And we just saw The Avengers.
We did.
Oh, my God. My God.
I know. We probably shouldn't spend too much time talking about the fact that we sat
in
a movie theater.
Oh, my God.
We sat in a movie theater starting at 11:30 this morning.
Right.
With 25-minute breaks in between most of the movies.
And one 45-minute break.
Mm-hmm.
Which led to the unfortunate happenstance that we ate at the food court twice within 4 hours.
Yes.
That is the low point. If you're looking for it in your life, that's it.
That is. You know, it's bad enough to eat at the food court.
When you can't decide whether to eat or not, and you're like, I'm still a little full from the last time I was at this food court. Don't. At the food court.
Yeah. It was, I mean, to be fair, it was all right as food court food goes.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And we mixed it up. We had McDonald's and we had China something.
China something.
China Star?
China Star? Yeah, sure.
I think.
China Garden, China Star.
God damn it. I smell China like weed. We walked out of the movie theater and all of a sudden it was just like, whoa.
Yeah.
And now I smell like weed.
Yeah, well, you know, it's it was akin to a concert experience,
yeah.
Right? And it should
complete
end.
Complete with idiots who hold their phone up through the whole goddamn thing.
Yes, yes, there was that.
All right, so focus up.
Focus up, yes. We don't have a super, well, at least as far as we know, we're not going to have
Chris,
a super long...
Focus up.
Focus up.
You've been dragging
this out. Oh, my God.
Oh,
my God. All right, first of all, I've been watching a lot of... Yes. I've been watching a lot of How
I'm
I Met Your...
John
is driving the car. I've been watching a lot of How I Met Your Mother.
Yep.
And the actress who plays Robin on How I Met Your Mother...
Colby Smulders.
Yes. Plays Mariah Hill, or Maria... I think it's Mariah Hill. In The Avengers. And there's a line that Neil Patrick Harris's character says quite a lot on How I Met Your Mother. And that line is, suit up. Yep. And... Every time I heard somebody say suit up in this movie, I wanted to laugh, but I was trying not to because there were people behind us and around us who were laughing at stupid things.
Oh my God.
All day.
Seriously, they were like, okay, the credits were on and they would see a name and the name would be like Jeff Smith and they'd be like, Jeff Smith, and they would laugh like that for minutes.
They would, yeah.
Yeah. So, good times. Okay, look, by the way, before we go any further, there are probably going to be spoilers.
Yeah, we should say
probably
that.
Probably a whole fucking lot of
them. I mean, I already spoiled the fact that somebody says suit up in the movie, so...
Yeah. Damn it. Alright, so, we got to the movies. We saw all of the movies containing members of the Avengers.
Right.
Leading up to the Avengers.
Yes, all of the canon Marvel movies.
Right, so we did not see the Ang Lee Hulk. We saw that other Hulk.
Right.
Which is really good for, like, 25 minutes.
Yes, it is, as I've
it
said.
It is the best 25-minute turned into an hour and 45-minute Hulk movie yet.
Right, yes. Until.
Until this one.
Until this one.
The Hulk steals the show, in The Avengers. Holy crap.
There is so much good Hulk stuff in this movie.
I don't want to spoil the really good stuff, but you will love the Hulk.
There's a moment, without spoiling it, there's a moment from the trailer that... features the Hulk that was amazing in the trailer because it was, I can say which moment it is. It's a moment in the trailer where the Hulk plucks Tony Stark out of the sky, plucks Iron Man out of the sky, and it was just badass in the trailer, but they in the trailer obscured where that actually happens so that when it happens
it
in the
is
movie
quite affecting.
It is amazing. Like, it is that much better.
But we're perhaps going a bit too far ahead, so
yes.
We have to set the scene a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a Lowe's movie theater in Danvers, Massachusetts, which
yes.
is a sad-ass town, we should say.
Indeed. Old Salem,
the
right?
mall, yeah, Old Salem, exactly. It's actually the half that the poor people lived in. And, oh my god, there's a Deb in this mall.
There's a Deb. When you pointed out that there was a Deb in the mall...
And it was still open and stuff.
I honestly wondered, are we back in time?
The last time I saw a Deb, as I said to you earlier, was like 1991. And I know that because that's the year the Genesis We Can't Dance album came out. And I went to the arcade shortly before buying that at the Billerica Mall, where there was also a Deb.
Yeah. I have not seen a Deb in a very, very long time.
By the way, we're really wired, so this is going to be the loosest episode of Generation Yes. Go ever, because it's 3 o'clock and I'm driving a car. If you don't like it, Waysiders, do your own damn podcast from my car.
Yes, please do. Or any car.
You think we could rent it out? I am really hurting cash.
Black Cab Sessions does music in the back of the car, right?
We'll get people to drive around in my car and podcast.
Yes.
Done! Who's first? All right, so we get there, and apparently there's, like, trivia going on. They gave us lanyards, like, backstage passes, so we can wander in and out of the movie theater all day.
And we didn't have to blow anybody for it.
No, not once. Not at all. Well, no, not once. And, There was this kid at first who was working the booth.
Yes.
And he must have been like 16. And he had such a look of contempt.
He did.
Whenever we walked by, he was like, wow, you're how old? I'm here because I have to be.
Right.
But he was replaced by a young, attractive woman in a Black Widow costume.
Yes.
What the fuck was that?
I don't know. It made the second half of the day much more pleasant.
She was very nice. I talked to her for a while. I had to take a picture for her and some guy, and then we were chatting about comic book fans for like 30 seconds, which was entertaining. But yeah, good time. And there was someone else dressed like Marvel Girl running around, and all kinds of crazy stuff going on at the movie theater. But yeah, you know, the other really great thing about it, I feel really trim now.
Yes.
I'll be honest with you, I probably need to lose about 30, maybe 35 pounds.
Yeah.
But I feel thoroughly thin.
Oh my word. It's like, you know, there's the saying about cliches, that cliches are cliches because at some point they were true. So the whole, like, comic book guy from The Simpsons.
Yes.
Yeah, like...
He was literally sitting in front of us.
Literally,
the guy in front of us owned a comic store.
I'm just going to say, like, I think the comic book guy from The Simpsons is also just, like, a really fat version of Jamie Madrox, the multiple man. Because there were lots of him around.
Yeah, fair point. So, yeah, we're trapped in this little box. It's super hot.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, it's too hot in my damn car. get it together, Clark.
I have to hold the microphone.
Yeah. So we're trapped in this little box with, like, 100, 200, 300 comic book guys.
Uh-huh.
And apparently some high school kids who skipped school today who were sitting behind us.
Right.
And
Jeff Smith.
Yeah, and it was still awesome.
Yes.
What I will say is that, you know, The Avengers is absolutely the best comic book movie of the bunch. And I would have gone with Iron Man personally before, and I would have fought for that.
Yeah.
But no, sorry.
No, I mean, I think it is everything that all of these things have been building up to. And the only complaint that I had, it's not even really a complaint.
Really? You've got a complaint already?
I do have a complaint already. It's not really a complaint. I just want to get your thought on this, because the movie is so damn awesome. It, that first 10 or 15 minutes where they are at S.H.I.E.L.D.'s headquarters, where they've been doing something with the Tesseract. Which is the cosmic cube that first popped up at the end of Thor, then was a big part of Captain America.
Sure.
I guess I just didn't even know. I guess it was so, like, oh my god, we've been in the movie theater 12 hours, and we're finally here at the Avengers. And just that, it took me about 15 minutes to adjust.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know whether you felt similarly or...
No, I thought it was a fine intro. Established who our villain was, mm-hmm. what his deal was, and
that was what was really crazy, because, you know, you see all of the clips and the trailers and the whatnot, and basically I sit there and I wonder, how is all of this going to fit together?
Right.
Are we not going to see Loki for half the movie or half, like, how is that going to work?
Right.
And Loki shows up pretty damn early.
Yeah, he's pretty much there the whole time.
Yeah, it's the other thing that's remarkable about it is that everyone has a story and everyone has moments. Everyone has beats in this.
Yeah.
And I think it takes somebody like Joss Whedon, who's done...
He's used to doing big ensemble stories.
Yes, yeah. He's used to doing big ensembles and giving everyone their moment to really bring this together.
Yeah, in a way, you know, I kind of have now forgiven Joss Whedon for the last couple seasons of Angel. So, well done. You've totally redeemed yourself in my humble eyes.
Yeah, I had no idea how you would piece all of that stuff that you were seeing in those trailers together, how you would give all of these people their moments. I go back to, we talked about The Incredible Hulk a few minutes ago, how it was one really great Incredible Hulk 25 minutes that was stretched into an hour and 45.
Badass TV episode.
Yeah,
really.
An absolutely badass TV episode. But you made a good comment about The Incredible Hulk afterwards. That
of course I did.
That it doesn't really have any B story,
yeah.
Right? That it's all A story, and that's what makes it very TV-like.
Which, I mean, to be fair, the flip side of that, right, is that T2, Terminator 2, for
right.
you at home, is all action. Like, every single scene drives that A plot
right.
forward. You can go back and watch that thing, and
sure.
there's never a B story in that thing.
Right, and I think it takes a really good movie to carry a sort
yeah.
of all
Incredible
A story.
Incredible Hulk, you are not T2.
Right. But that I first 25 minutes of Incredible Hulk I still think are brilliant. That said, I mean, part of what makes the Avengers so appealing is that everyone is getting these bits of story,
yeah.
especially the Hulk, as we keep coming back to the Hulk. I'm astounded by
yeah,
that.
I mean, yeah.
I'm astounded. You know what I really dug? What did you think of the relationship between Stark and Banner?
It's great because it there's like a mentor thing, but there's like a rivalry thing when they're actually being superheroes,
mm-hmm.
and it's great because it gets very complex and kind of nuanced quickly,
yeah.
Which is actually true of most of the relationships that we see,
right?
And to be honest, it's interesting because halfway through the movie, I realized, well, I actually give a shit about the Black Widow or Hawkeye or the Hulk, mm-hmm. and to be honest, I didn't before. It was
right.
kind of like, oh. Look, it's Scarlett Johansson in a tight costume.
Well,
that's great, but why is she here?
I think that's another benefit of Joss, is that Joss loves his strong female
yeah.
characters,
yeah.
and that Black Widow, this is a Black Widow movie as much as it's a Hulk movie.
True. Which is not to say that there won't someday be a Black Widow movie. But,
right. They certainly revealed a whole lot of Black Widow backstory
yeah.
that is ripe for the pickings in terms of a solo movie. And to go back to the Banner and Stark thing, they've certainly established a reason for Banner to randomly show up in as a cameo in a future Iron Man movie.
Yeah.
I mean, there's...
Although, I mean, we're not going to give it away, but the post, post-movie, the first post-movie teaser seems to suggest a ridiculously big movie in our future.
It does. One thing that I wonder about is... There is a Marvel movie on the slate a couple years from now that hasn't been announced, and everyone's been kind of wondering what it would be.
Please don't be Ant-Man.
I know. Jesus Christ. Let's come back to that. I don't know if it would be another Avengers movie, but it could be something like, and I've heard this bandied about, Guardians of the Galaxy or something more cosmic.
Not the Silver Surfer.
Well, Silver Surfer belongs to Fox, which still has the Fantastic Four, right? Galactus belongs to Fox, too.
See, that, to me, is just the weirdest thing, but, fair enough.
Yeah, I mean, we were having this conversation earlier in the car on the way there, that there are all these weird rules. I think I read...
Interrupting you. And this is totally boring podcast stuff. Make a decision. Do you want to go the A route or the B route?
Let's go the A route.
Okay, carry on, sir.
I lost my train of thought.
Well played.
So
More cosmic.
The strange relationships between Marvel and the studios that own some of the properties. So Marvel owns the Scarlet Witch and Quicksilver.
Oh yeah.
Because they are Avengers.
Right.
But they cannot mention that they are mutants or the children of Magneto because Fox owns the X-Men.
So ridiculous.
Contrasting that, Fox can use use Magneto's children. I think they can call them the Scarlet Witch or Quicksilver, but cannot mention the Avengers.
So weird, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you think, like, Marvel at some point would have been smart enough to renegotiate and say, hey, look, you know, we have a universe, we write about it, we want to be able to talk about it.
Right. Well, I think the problem is the contract. So the contracts are there and say, as long as Fox, in the case of X-Men and Fantastic Four, and right. Sony, in the case of Spider-Man, as long as they continue to make a movie every however many years, they will retain the rights. And So that's why I think you're getting an Amazing Spider-Man reboot.
That's a really interesting mix-up of art and commerce.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Yeah. It's just so Sony will continue to make Spider-Man movies, even if it requires rebooting it. Just
the trailer for the next Spider-Man movie, by the way, we saw this evening, and it looks amazing.
It does. This movie, I sort of like X-Men First Class a couple years, last year.
I really liked it, and I'm glad they're doing a sequel.
But I remember the lead-up to X-Men First Class just being like, I don't know, and then the first trailer was like, and the second trailer was like, oh.
Well, X3, I guess, was so horrible. And, I mean, if you're a fan of the Dark Phoenix story and mythology, it was just offensive.
Right.
Watching that thing, at least for me, I was just like, wow, that's amazing. I've never seen a cinematographic depiction of someone taking a huge dump on something I loved as a child. Well done.
Right. And similarly, Spider-Man 3, although I don't mind it as much as some people do, kind of a disappointment in the minds of many. So you get a new Spider-Man flick, and at first you're kind of like, huh?
Yeah.
And that first trailer wasn't that convincing. Second trailer, okay. And now this third one definitely piqued my interest. There were too many trailers before the Avengers.
Oh, my God. Yeah, but actually, what made that worse, because you expect there to be a lot of movie trailers.
Right.
Are the people who have to loudly proclaim, oh my God, another trailer.
Right
before. Like, as if that does something other than just enrage the rest of us.
Right, yeah. But enough complaining, right?
Right.
So,
The Avengers is awesome, people.
Yeah,
awesome.
I mean, what else? What were your favorite moments that we haven't talked about?
It's funny because that first X-Men movie is pretty good, and I like X-Men First Class, but when I think about superhero movies involving teams, and I'm driving on groove pavement, so for you guys at home, try to figure out where I am, a la the movie Sneakers. Okay, so, you never really get a team dynamic the way that you get in the comics sometimes,
right.
Where, you know, there's like little cuts in the fighting for, you know, conversation or kind of back and forth fighting with each other,
right.
Or just kind of the complexity of being a team. And what was great, there's a fight scene that's, what, 20 minutes?
The climactic scene.
It just goes on and on. But in a great way, like it's compelling. But you'll notice as that scene builds, there are a lot more scenes where someone will be doing something and then another team member will cut in and then another team member
right.
will cut in. And it feels very fluid and dynamic and it's cool.
I don't think it's spoiling anything. I mean, it is spoiling something. Like, one of my favorite moments is when they start to learn how to play off of each other. So Captain America is down on the ground. I think this is during the climactic scene and not one of the earlier ones. Captain America is down on the ground. Iron Man flies in out of nowhere and hits Cap's shield with his repulsors, which then bounces off of Cap's shield and nails one of the Chitauri.
That's the really great thing. And that's the thing that's unique about this movie is that you really get a sense of them building as a team.
And
that's exciting.
And to go back to how awesome the Hulk is, that Hulk stays in character throughout the entire time. So there's a great moment where Hulk and Thor are teaming up, and then Hulk just slams his fist into Thor and knocks him off camera.
It's amazing. Everything about the Hulk was gold.
It was just fantastic.
I never saw that coming.
I never did. I think it would be very interesting to see whether or not that could get carried into a solo Hulk film. I don't know if it could.
I don't know.
I think part of what is charming about the Hulk in this scenario is how he plays off of everyone else.
Yes.
And I don't know. I mean, it goes back to, like, I like the Hulk in small doses.
Right.
But one of the things I always tell, that I've been telling my fiction students all semester, is that the lone hermit thing only works for so long. And so often the Hulk is a hermit and persecuted, and it works in small doses. Some of the best Hulk stories are when he's thrown into situations where he has to interact with others, and this was an example of that.
By the way, I have to ask, since we're recording this with a real microphone into your iPad, are we still recording?
Yes, we are still recording.
Good to know.
Yeah, no, every once in a while now, I'm checking in, yeah, we are still...
I apologize for the, you know, listener out there, because I am, I'm the wrecking ball in this particular podcast, and I'm like, ooh, another thing! And I apologize, but...
No, I mean, I am adoring this podcast already because of how wired we are and
what,
off the
what
wall.
I will say is that there are people, there are two after movie sequences, so,
yes.
You know, stay in your damn seat.
And
shut the hell up about the names in the credits, or keep it to yourself and keep it quiet. But that aside,
the only names you should be bringing up in the credits are the fact that yes, it's buried all the way down there near the end, but it says based on characters created by Stan Lee and Jack Kirby.
Yeah.
It's right there. Way classy move in terms of Marvel versus what you see out of DC.
Yeah, and it's been there for all of them. We saw it all day long.
And, well, and right underneath that, which was fantastic, was Captain America, created by Stan Lee and Joe Simon.
Yeah.
So, like, right back to back.
I will say that the second after credit scene, which I will not give away, was amazing because it's just funny.
Yes, yeah.
Not a linking scene. It's just funny.
Yeah, and what is fantastic about this movie is the humor that plays in with the action. And I think we go back to...
It is an amazingly funny movie. I mean...
We go back to something like... I keep going back to The Incredible Hulk. One of the other things that's less satisfying about The Incredible Hulk than, say, Iron Man or Iron Man 2 or The Avengers is that it takes itself so seriously.
Almost never funny.
Which is kind of a problem with Ed Norton movies in general, I think.
Which, you know, it can be great. Fight Club is awesome.
Right.
I actually am still a big fan of Rounders.
Yeah.
You know, the dude does great movies.
But he is very serious about what he does.
Yeah.
And I don't see... I mean, there's one or two jokes in The Incredible Hulk.
You're about as likely to find Daniel Day-Lewis in a comedy.
Right. So, by contrast, now having Mark Ruffalo as your Hulk, as your Bruce Banner, I think you've got a lot more room for humor.
Yeah.
And also just having Joss Whedon at the helm. I mean, this is the guy who created Dr. Horrible's sing-along blog.
It's true. It's very true.
Suit up. I can't.
You know, it's funny. This is a totally unrelated point, but we're driving down the highway right now. People at home, you can Google it. We just drove past a company called iRobot, in the format, you know, of certain tech companies.
Right.
I think somebody's going to get sued.
Yeah, that might happen.
I'm going to put my money down on that.
So,
it's almost 3:30 in the morning.
Yes.
Should we drive by the house where your one-year-old?
Two-year-old
now. That's right, April 1st is coming up. Your two-year-old daughter is sleeping, drive around in the driveway with the music up real loud like we used to do for other people, or...
I think that would not be a good idea.
You sure?
Yeah, I think she has a hard enough time sleeping as it is.
Yeah, but she's someone else's problem at night.
True.
And that was a long-ass phone call you made, so I'm just saying, we could get some payback. Yeah, this is great. The second time we ate at the food court, Chris had to call and check in on everybody.
Right.
Which is fine, makes sense. But you had to call your house where Melody is spending the night.
Yes.
And I swear to God, you were on the phone for 6 minutes and you didn't say a word.
Nope. That's
you
what happened.
You just sat there, but there was conversation happening at you.
Yep.
It was amazing.
That's a typical phone call with my dad.
Damn. Just damn.
Yeah, you know.
That's like sitting through this podcast. Anyway, holy fuck, go see the Avengers.
Yes.
It's really the message to take away from this podcast. Also, we're in my car.
Yeah, we are. And, you know, we have teased the idea of doing one in your car.
But now, this is proof of concept.
Proof of concept. Now we have to do the inevitable Chumps Root episode.
We gotta do it. Let's do it now. Fuck it.
I mean, we could
go to the all-night Dunkin' Donuts.
Right.
Some coffee.
Yep.
We'll drive out to that field that we used to sometimes sneak in to look at stars. I don't know if you ever came. I used to go there a lot late at night with certain people. And, this is an old classic. You used to spend a lot of time going to the Old North Bridge in Concord, parking the car a little ways away, sneaking over to the bridge, chilling out in the field, looking at the stars. I'm telling you, we can get up to all kinds of, you know, petty misdemeanor type stuff.
Yeah.
But not the kind that was back in the movie theater, because...
No.
You know, I don't actually have any problem with people who want to smoke weed. That's cool, that's your thing, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
It seems pretty harmless.
Right.
It helps the economy by selling snack foods. But...
Indeed.
What about the smell?
Yeah, no, the smell, I've never gotten used to the smell.
I mean, surely the brownie form makes more sense, considering the smell.
Sure, yeah. And I mean, if you're in a theater, if you're in a public place that you spend $40 to get into, and you sat through 5 movies to get to the movie, you know, at the end, why would you risk potentially getting kicked out?
Yeah, what a weird...
Yeah.
So possible movies following the Avengers that have been bandied about. We know there's another Iron Man. We know there's Cap. We know there's Thor.
Right.
And we I think actually Avengers 2 is scheduled. So.
Yeah, I mean, I think it would make sense.
But, okay, so people have been talking about Ant-Man.
Right.
Quite possibly one of the least inspiring characters ever.
I don't fucking get it. I don't get it at all.
And people seem to really want this to happen. Black Panther, what, is Luke Cage unavailable?
I don't know if there's a... The Black Panther thing comes from, and I pointed this out to you at the end of Iron Man 2.
This is true.
The fact that there's a map behind Tony and Nick Fury in Iron Man 2, and it's pointing out various hotspots on S.H.I.E.L.D.'s radar all around the world. And most of them you can go ahead and point out have something to do with one of the other characters. But then there's one... that's in the sort of middle eastern part of Africa. Possibly where Wakanda would be, the home of the Black Panther.
Right.
I don't know.
You know, the other one that people mention a lot is the Doctor Strange movie.
Yeah. Yeah, don't need that at all. I mean, then again, did we ever think an Iron Man movie?
True. I actually really... I can't think of a single Avengers character I enjoyed reading as a comic book character back in the day. I was definitely more of an X-Men person in general. I also liked Excalibur.
Yeah.
X-Force, New Mutants.
Avengers, to be fair...
I read Avengers West Coast now and again.
Avengers, to be fair, was one of the first books when I subscribed to books from Marvel. I subscribed to Avengers, Amazing Spider-Man, and New Warriors. I love New Warriors, and I would love to see them do that as a picture
that
at some point.
Exciting.
I just think, you know, in terms of humor, you could get a lot of humor out of that. And in terms of tying it into this existing universe, I think you could, you know, the New Warriors, the whole thing was they were all the cast-off characters that nobody wanted, so they put them all...
Gaslighter, assemble.
Yeah, Ant-Man, I don't get it, man.
I don't get it. If you're one of those people out there, send us a note.
I mean,
Tell us why Ant-Man rules.
I believe the idea behind being excited about Ant-Man has something to do with the guy who's writing / directing it. And is it Edgar Wright? It's like somebody who people are excited about the director, and because they're excited about the director...
Sorry, I'm just going to break in here. This sign above the highway, this electric sign, says, "Share the road, look twice for motorcycles." What, do I look once for everybody else? How do I do that? How do I discern when the moment is?
I don't know.
Sorry. This is from the highway that brought us, you know, take a break, stay awake for safety's sake. So,
you know. They like their
rhymes. They do. Anyway, sorry. I totally busted in on what was probably a useful point. By the way, I'm hijacking you on a 5-minute detour.
Hey, 5-minute detour. 5-minute detour. So.
We gotta do this. We know we're gonna do this just once.
It, Yeah, I'm not sure which detour we're doing, but yes.
We won't take the really long detour.
So, in terms of what I am most excited for next, I mean, to see Iron Man 3, I think will be very interesting in the wake of this.
Yeah. Hell, I'm most excited to go see the Avengers again this week.
Yeah. There is part of me that says, oh, I could take Melody to the drive-in one of these nights. because I can just let her sleep in the back of the car and I can watch the movie.
I guess. It probably doesn't have anything noisy that will wake and or startle her.
No. She's slept through worse. She's slept through a lot.
I mean, I don't need to know.
Yeah. In terms of movies.
Oh,
in terms of movies at the drive-in.
Well, that's fine.
The drive-in is a fantastic resource for you once you have...
You have a drive-in.
At Milford Drive-In.
You guys could go to Dev and then go to the drive-in. This is where I
want
to go.
No, I think that might be going back onto the highway.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't come this way very often anymore. Not since... We used to spend our youth driving around in your Tempo for no reason
right.
at all.
And now we're driving around in a Honda Civic.
Which is the way God intended it.
Yeah, you know. At least, well, I'm not going to even say that.
Don't.
Yeah, no.
Car was making a weird noise. anyway.
So.
I just felt like taking a detour. What do you want for me?
Detours are good. Detours are fun.
The other interesting thing that happened in the movie theater, they had a lot of posters up in the lobby.
Uh-huh, they did.
You know, Lowe's Cinema seems to have a lot of old movie posters.
Right.
Some grumpy old man, which pissed you off for some reason.
Yeah.
Oh, I know why.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. So, I'm not telling you, podcast.
No. That's
that
one of those.
That would make this podcast way too interesting.
Yeah.
But, yeah, okay. So that pissed you off. We saw, I don't know, E.T. There was Batman 2, was it?
Mm-hmm.
Was it?
Yep.
The
Cat, the Bat, and the Penguin.
But there were four in a row of Kevin Costner.
Yes.
And
that
was actually kind of nice because I stood there, I had Costner over my left shoulder,
yep,
like Guardian
Field of
Angel.
Dreams. Yeah.
Field of Dreams. It was very exciting.
It was. I mean, the only thing that I thought of in terms of the connection there is further down the hall they had a poster advertising an upcoming Kevin Costner movie. So is it possible that Costner's publicity people or people for the movie decided to tell Lowe's to put up for Costner?
I don't think they'd do it like that.
I don't know. I was just trying to figure some reason, and I think I'm just overthinking.
Yeah, anyway. But we saw the poster for Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves, which
mm-hmm.
I'm willing to admit is actually one of my guilty pleasure
yep,
movies.
Yep, sure is.
I'll pretty much watch the hell out of that thing whenever it's
uh-huh.
on. And, you heard it here first, kids. But, yeah, okay, well, I'll tell the funny small anecdote about that. When I was at Oxford, I was watching that movie on DVD, and my friend Sylvia came to my room, so I paused it. This isn't the scene where the Sheriff of Nottingham is dragging Marion up further into the tower.
Right.
And there's a big old upskirt that happens there. Her skirt goes right up her back, and there's just a huge shot of her ass in the frame. It's there for like a quarter of a second.
Right.
And
you happened to freeze frame on that.
I happened to pause it at that moment. I did not know it existed. I did not intend for this to happen.
No, sure not.
And this is someone that I was getting to be friends with.
Uh-huh.
Oh, look, rabbits. There are rabbits. and I just didn't really know very well at the time, but I wanted to. And she came into my room, and there's this big old shot on my screen. She's like, did I interrupt something? Because I had, like, the curtains drawn so I could watch the movie, and it was
right.
just, it was not good. So thanks, Kevin Costner, and your movies for making my life more awkward.
Mm.
But, anyway. Mm.
Speaking of awkward...
I gotta ask you, because you're the man who seems to have all of his guilty pleasures out front
uh-huh.
all the time.
Sure.
You have no problem saying, that Kesha song is awesome.
Yeah.
So, I have to know, what do you consider a guilty pleasure?
A guilty pleasure.
Yeah, something that you would actually feel ashamed of saying you like.
In terms of a movie?
Yeah. Or music, but let's stick to movies for the moment.
Yeah, because my musical tastes are so wide, and as you pointed out, I will admit to a song by Kesha being very good. A guilty pleasure movie.
Get out of my car.
you thought you were telling a joke. No, let's see. A guilty pleasure movie. I'm hard pressed to think of one.
We already know that you've got a weird man crush on the Star Wars prequel. So.
Yes. I like Dirty Dancing, I guess.
Wow.
That's not, I wouldn't be ashamed to admit that, though.
Really?
I think Dirty Dancing is a halfway decent movie.
Wow.
What about, let's see.
All right. Let's see if I can give you another one. I'll try to think of it now.
All right.
Nah, actually, it's cool to like that movie now.
What movie is that?
10 Things I Hate About You.
Okay, yeah.
I actually do kind of like.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of another dopey movie that I really like.
I'm trying to think of one.
This is podcast gold.
It is podcast gold. We always have at least 5 minutes of this per show, and if we don't, we get fired. That's we get true. Fired by the secret person who's behind everything.
I wish I could remember what we were saying when we were talking about Showgirls. Oh, movies that won. Okay, so Hollywood has this like weird tendency to convert old movies now into 3D. I mean,
yeah.
Titanic 3D, but probably some money was actually put in that.
Right.
But there are a lot of movies that they're just kind of like converting to 3D.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to figure out where the line is. For me, I'm assuming the line is Schindler's List.
Yeah, I think so. Because
that would be a really, really weird movie to see in 3D, but mm-hmm. it would almost kind of make you want to see it. Mm-hmm. But,
fully immersive. Horrible experience.
I'm going to wait for, I think, the Showgirls reboot to just stop going to the
Yeah, because
all
we all need a 3D rendition of Jesse Spano doing her spastic fucking of that dude in the pool.
And the water flying out of the screen and stuff. Oh, that'd be terrible.
Oh, my goodness.
I actually met someone once who loved that movie. Like, intensely.
Intensely.
Yeah, like, No Right Turn. That's unfortunate. Mm. Who intensely loved it and wanted to tell me how it was, like, a triumph and it was genius.
Yeah.
And I just didn't get it.
Huh.
And I was like, it's Showgirls. You know that, right? All right. Looks like we're going the slightly longer way.
Yeah.
I don't know why you can't take a right turn there.
No, I don't know.
Listener at home, why can't I turn right there? What the
I don't know.
We'll just turn right.
Because we were meant to drive by somebody else's house that we knew once.
Oh my god!
Time. You had a funny name, especially if you said it backwards.
Well, one of the names was Dick.
Right.
We'll just leave it at that.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Anyway,
if you said it backwards.
Well played, sir.
I'm still trying to think of a movie that
guys, just turn this shit off. We're gonna keep talking. But you should just go.
You probably should.
This is what I tell my students, like, towards the end of the semester. You know
right.
what? I'm just going to ramble about stuff. You leave.
Yeah, yeah.
If you don't like it, just go.
Just go. I'm not going to be offended.
I don't blame you.
You know, speaking of the end of the semester, tomorrow is my last advanced fiction class.
Are you seriously teaching tomorrow?
I am, or today.
Oh, balls.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have driven you around.
No.
What time are you teaching?
1 o'clock.
Oh.
No, not my 8 a.m.
I thought you were teaching in like a few hours and I was going to say,
oh,
shit, let's
hell
go
no.
to Denny's.
Yeah. No, I got a 1 o'clock class.
Oh my God, there are people doing laundry at the laundromat.
Yeah, yeah.
People, it's 3:34 in the morning in a very small town.
Apparently, Amanda Palmer was at...
That's the place, by the way.
Ah,
yeah.
Very cool.
That's for the secret announcement.
For the secret announcement, yes. We're doing a lot of that today. A lot of, we're going to mention something like grumpy old men and then not talk about it.
This is the experience of being in the car.
It is.
You wanted the immersive Generation Goat? You
yep.
probably didn't. But this is what it's like
yep.
in the car.
This is what it's like in the car. Now, okay, right. So since I cannot come up with an embarrassing movie, I should go ahead and tell the grumpy old men story.
Yeah, all right. We'll drive by there.
Yes. So... and I might have told it already.
We need to get a video camera. This is just not working.
We
should have gotten better.
I have had very few serious relationships in my life. So much so that some things that other people would never bother to call relationships.
For the record, Chris is not talking about this one.
There are some things, some experiences in my life that people,
is
normal
this,
people, would never call relationships.
Is this really elaborating?
Yes.
Okay.
All right. It's a long introduction. I had this relationship, which no one else in their right mind would call a relationship, that lasted 2 dates and 2 or 3 weeks after that of talking on the phone before the girl had someone else call to break up with me.
Bastardo!
And the first date, was actually at the Route 3 Cinema.
Which is now a Stop and Shop.
Yeah.
Can you believe that?
And in order to afford my ticket to this date, I actually sold a copy of, I want to say, one of the early Image comics.
Let's call it Youngblood.
I think it might have been Youngblood. Okay. My spare copy of Youngblood number one or some damn thing like that. Anyway, it was worth $5 at the time. And that's about what it cost to get into a matinee at the Route 3 Cinema. So I took the comic, started walking from my house I lived in Chelmsford. So near the center of Chelmsford. I stopped at the comic book store long enough to sell the book to get my $5 because that was the only way I was going to get any money. I didn't have a job at the time.
Poor little Chris.
And then I continued to walk past the comic book store down the road we are on now to the Route 3 Cinema, which is no longer there.
It's such a romantic image. You all fresh-eyed, fresh-faced, your comic book and your fistful of money, dreaming of kisses and movies.
Yeah.
Walking down the street.
And I walked right past where we're driving past now.
Right this second.
Walked right into the movie theater and met this girl for the first time. And she was the first and only redhead I'd ever date. Which seems strange considering my...
Whoa, that's not who I thought was in this story.
Considering my obsession with redheads.
I thought it was somebody else.
Well, that one probably is in this story, too.
We got locked out of your car. Okay, carry on.
Okay, no... No, she's not in this story. I end up...
I'm really awful, aren't I? I'm the guy who sits there at the movie going, don't go in there! Look out!
So I end up at the Route 3 Cinema to see a movie with this girl and with the girl I had dated prior to her, who had set us up. And the movie we all decide to see as a group is... Grumpy Old Men.
What the fuck?
This is my first date with a girl I find extraordinarily attractive.
Yeah, way to go. I get it. You were trying to like look really awesome by comparison.
Yeah, absolutely. Walter Matthau got nothing on me.
That's right.
Needless to say, that one didn't go particularly well. And the second date, it did and it didn't. I could read you from my journal, which I have... Studio 99. Look it up, kids. There's a video of me telling this full story.
I've seen that one. Dear Penthouse Forum, I don't usually write letters like this. I get it.
Second date was a week later, maybe 2 weeks later, and her, this time not with a group, but her little sister tagged along, and we went and saw Iron Will. A Disney movie about dog sled races.
Yeah. How did know a girl's not into you? Grumpy Old Men was a good hint, but then,
Iron Will and Little Sister.
Right. Little Sister's a big tip. The Little Sister's when you say, oh, shit, I forgot something in the car. Go ahead, find some seats, I'll be right back.
Yeah.
And then you go to my house and cry.
Yeah. And I proceeded to obsess about this girl after she broke up with me.
No, really?
I
don't remember that at all.
Hard to believe, right?
That's weird.
I didn't at all know the exact number of days it had been since our breakup for about 6 months.
You want to go drive by her house? Make you feel better? I got some Peter Gabriel in the car.
I only vaguely know where her house is.
Come on, we can do it.
Well, at least now we have a song to go out to.
All right, well, look, I think we're not actually drunk, but this late at night, we're basically podcasting drunk. So thanks for hanging out with us while we drove home.
Right.
But we're home now.
Yeah.
So,
And I think that means that we can probably say that's a goat.
But look, man, we will totally do better next time. We will get on it. In the meantime, go see the goddamn Avengers movie.
Yes.
It will blow you away.
It is fantastic and amazing and incredible.
And spectacular.
And invincible.
Right.
And it's uncanny how good it was.
Yeah, we should have gotten some liquor before this. All right. But don't drink and drive. That would be irresponsible. Shit. Good night.
Good night.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Generation Go.
Generation what?
In my car.
In your car. All
Holy
right.
Holy shit.
That's a test.